This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps at the 2007 Kills Badwater Ultra Marathon.
We met at a run, and Bishop called the Mule Run. He was sitting on the tailgate of the truck, and he said, "Hi, who are you?" And I said, "I'm Denise."
I'm Ben Jones. My formal name is Milton Jones. I tend not to use my real name like Milton Randall Jones because the initials are MR, and they think I'm a Mr. Jones, but then there's an MD after it, so... That's for starters.
And our first date was a race.
To welcome Ben and Denise Jones, the mayor and first lady of
Badwater. That's just a huge crowd. I've never been in front of anything like that in my life. Anything in medicine couldn't equal this. You know, but this is so exciting.
For Ben and me, this has been a way of life, Badwater. We're residents of Long Pine, and there's no getting around it. We're right on the course.
You grew up in Southern California, and then... The only place I practice is Lone Pine, where I've been for 44 years.
So we're contacted year-round from people from all over the world with questions and answers about Badwater and Mount Whitney.
I knew two people that were invited to the race, so I came out on the course to see them, and that's when I began thinking I could do this. If they're walking and not trying to go fast, I could probably do it. Rather than be reduced to walking, my attitude was I'll just walk. I was 58 years old in 1991.
His experience in Death Valley from being a doctor out here.
See, I had this office over here where I'd see patients during the tourist season. I'd see all sorts of things, heat-related disorders. And after the clinic was over, I'd go do training and maybe do the artist drive loop or different stretches of the course. So I knew every twist and bend in the road.
He kind of walked me through how to stay hydrated and what Death Valley was about and all the scenic and beautiful parts of Death Valley. I, like everyone seems to, fell in love with it. It's just magical. In 1994, we entered as mayor and first lady with one crew vehicle, which was a U-Haul. He wanted a spa, and I said, a spa will slosh out. So we said, casket, isn't that perfect for Death Valley?
And then when I turned 70, I thought I'll give it a try again. It was a real hot year. It was up to 139.
That year, he was so busy being the mayor and giving speeches and enjoying all the social aspects, so he started feeling bad quickly.
I was having hallucinations. I was thinking I was in the Garden of Eden and Mary Magdalene was there, and Igloo ice chest was looking like a sarcophagus.
And we were down for 3 hours with him giving himself IVs on the casket with the blood dripping down the casket.
Physically, it's really tough, and that part of it probably isn't as good on you as the emotional part. I think people come out of this, though, better than they were before. Denise and I hosted clinics Memorial Weekend and 4th of July weekends to get people ready for this. If you come out here 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time, you can get used to the heat. And we'd have little seminars. We invite in guest speakers like Marshall Ulrich to talk to us and give us their ideas of training. And then we'd go out and do a simulated run. It's more than just community service. It's so much fun to get the feedback from people that want to come here or have been here and wanted to do this race or help with it.
I'd like to extend my heartfelt thanks for the opportunity to be recognized in the Badwater Hall of Fame 2007.
I'm glad this isn't a posthumous award. If I'm going to get it, I'd like to know about it, you know.
This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps at the 2007 Kills Badwater Ultra Marathon.